Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Because it's the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. And that's what we do. Whenever we're back, we say it. We let you know. We,
in the best way possible.
We came up with a way to inform you so that there's no question as to whether or not we are back.
And it's such a perfect resumption or beginning of the show that we choose not to do it on any other episode.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Only it's specific to Sundays. It is the Sunday night exclusive here on Free Talk Live.
Right.
Let's see. Captain's Log, Stardate 03242024 in the studio tonight. It's myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC. Joining me tonight,
Nikki.
And Richie Rich. I feel like the way you inhale, next time you should like take a hit. And then do it while you're exhaling.
Hey, man.
Right.
It's Free Talk Live, man.
And then just end it with LLC.
The problem is I won't have anything left to do at the end of it. Like the official title is far too lengthy. To
okay.
They teach you like how to like breathe with your diaphragm so that you don't expel all of your air like when singing and stuff like that. I've never taken like actual singing lessons. It's just what I've divined from singers that I've worked with and troubles they were having, and so I picked up some things here and there. But like that being said, I'm still not on that level. Like I can't do that. I can't do like a 30-second note hold.
Yeah, sing right? from your belly.
Yeah, sing from the diaphragm.
I had a friend who was a Reformed Jehovah's Witness.
Ooh.
And I swear.
So he's just a witness?
Yeah. I swear. He could, like, inhale while he was talking, and therefore he never shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, like, I'd see him at the door. We did door-to-door sales together, and he just would not let the customer get a word in edgewise. Just, like, you got to take, as soon as you pause, take a breath, like, that's their opportunity, and they never had one, because he just kept going, and somehow, while saying words, inhaled in so he could say more words before they had that chance.
I just had a business idea.
Okay.
Door-to-door sales of doors.
They do that.
I've never seen a door-to-door salesman selling doors. I've seen a lot of door-to-door salesmen selling all sorts of crap.
You can't bring samples with you, that's why.
You could have one in the trunk.
Okay.
Strapped to the hood of your car or something.
Garage door saleswoman, but I don't think it was door-to-door, so I guess that wouldn't...
That's like they telemarket, set an appointment, and then she goes...
Yeah.
That's what I do. Sort of.
Well.
I work for a company that does that.
Sure, yeah. That's a common way to do that kind of business.
It's still effective, getting less effective by the day, but still effective.
Yeah, because they, well, anyway. Because
the government.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Short answer.
Yeah, it's so easy these days to go trace everything back. Oh, look, it's the government's fault.
They keep passing rules and regulations, make it more difficult.
Yeah, if you got your, if you have a landline and you were able to get that on the no-call list, this government list. You actually receive more.
I don't have
any calls. So I'm told. I'm not citing any data points here, but like I've been told that has happened.
I still think. I mean, it's expensive, so I haven't done it yet. But as crypto goes up in value, I go, well, maybe I'll cash out some and do this. Set yourself up with the 900 number.
Oh yeah.
And then put that on all the forms. That way, when they call you to solicit, they're paying you for the call.
Ooh.
That's a good idea.
And there was a dude in England, like, I had this idea, I just shared it with a few people, and then I saw an article.
Do still exist?
Yeah.
Ah.
But there was a dude in England that did it. You know?
Oh.
And he was just, I don't know how much he made, but you know, you don't put yourself on the do not call list. You put yourself on the please call me list, right? Because that dialer is going to dial a 900 number, and then they're going to get the bill, and you're going to get paid.
I haven't even heard of a 900 number. The last time I can remember hearing of one was
porn.
The psychic hotline.
Oh yeah, Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo, call now.
Same idea.
Right? I already know you're going to call. I'm psychic.
But we looked it up. It's like $800 to set up the number, and so it's a flat rate, $800 to set up the number.
Yeah. And is there an annual fee to keep it alive?
I'm probably, but there's an annual fee for your phone bill anyway, right? So it's like nothing new there.
Yeah.
But you get to pick. Like, you can do, you know, 99 cents a minute or up to, like, $40 a minute or $40 flat rate.
Max that thing out.
Max that thing out no matter how long the call is.
Yeah.
Because they're going to leave a quick call and, boom, you're going to get $40.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like there's more ideas to be had around this idea.
Just do it.
You know, I mean, like...
The dude in England did it.
Yeah.
I don't have $800 to, like, flush down the toilet to set it up. Like, nor am I spammed daily by calls, right? Like, my phone is whitelisted, contacts only. Everything else goes to voicemail. I don't get a lot of calls anyway
because
I don't share my number around town. But so I don't experience it enough where I need to do this.
Yeah.
But if you're getting a lot of those calls, right, just change your number to a 900 number.
I just get regular scammers.
Well, imagine if they had to pay, though, now.
Yeah.
Right? If you're getting them frequently enough where it's annoying you, and then you change your number to a 900 number and fish that around to every place. Like, every place you sign up, put that number in there because they'll sell it. They'll share it, right? And then you just receive all the calls. It goes to voicemail. Who cares?
But my new thing is just doing zeros.
Okay.
For the phone number.
That doesn't make any
occasionally
money.
Occasionally,
it's true. Like it's not very lucrative.
If you're entering it on, like, a web form, occasionally those forms will recognize that as invalid.
Yeah.
As well as the 555. I used to do that, you know, the area code 555 and then make up the last four numbers. Some of these systems are getting smart enough to recognize that as an invalid number as well, because those are reserved for the movies and the television shows, so that, like, you don't have to put real phone numbers in them. Segway, Whiplash. Did you guys so previously on Free Talk Live? I've been a number of times critical of liberty-minded people who think that the liberty movement in New Hampshire is a great idea. They support it in many ways. Some of them even, you know, amplify the show, that kind of thing. But they won't move because of snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the snow excuse is kind of lame.
Well, I've decided that this is actually a great barometer for your commitment to freedom.
Yeah.
For example, if we, as a liberty movement, can't even count on you to battle regular winter. How can we ever count on you to battle tyrants?
Well, let me take a moment to walk back a little bit, because I listened to part of last night's show on my drive over here, and I believe it was you, Captain, that agreed with Mark Edge and said that there is space all over the world for the liberty movement.
There is. It's true. There's room for people to explore freedom in whatever way they want to. But I'm just saying
Pause there. Because the fundamental premise of the Free State Project is there's not enough liberty people everywhere to make an impact anywhere unless we concentrate our efforts in one specific place, and then they chose New Hampshire.
Yes.
Okay. So there's a
dichotomy.
There's a dichotomy there.
Yes.
Like, you can have, and I've said this on this show before as well.
Or if you want to call me a hypocrite, that's fine.
No, I'm misled, misguided, misunderstood. Like, you know, there's some conflicting beliefs there.
Yeah.
But I've also said on this show before that we can call it an outpost, right?
Yes.
Like, you're not going to convince people necessarily to move from there to here if you're not there telling them that here is better. And so there are some people that can't move from there to here, and they should use their efforts to convince other people to move there to here.
Right. So it's circumstance dependent, right?
Right.
It totally is. But what I'm saying is, like, there is a vocal, probably minority of people who are like, I would totally move if it wasn't for winter.
Right. Yeah.
And these are the people that my ire had been directed at previously. I've now decided that I just don't care. Because if you're not willing to battle winter...
it's not even a battle. Buy a jacket.
Yeah, buy a coat, buy a shovel. It's you know, it's fine.
You know how unaffected by winter I generally am?
Yeah. And you're from Hawaii.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, I grew up in Wisconsin, so, winter's kind of an old hat. I did move away from winter to the West Coast, and I was like, this is great. There's no winter here, right? I don't have to shovel. But when it did become winter, a couple of weeks out of the year, man, it was hellacious. They don't use salt on the roads until the roads... If you want to experience a truly dangerous winter, go do the 1 week of winter in Seattle, Washington. That is a dangerous winter.
Well, that's also the problem they had in Texas.
Out here, not dangerous at all. We have the technology. Mm-hmm. We have the systems.
It's not even the best technology, but it still works.
Right. But with plows, we got salts, right? The roads are clear. Yeah. We got well more than a foot of snow where I'm at. I don't know how much we got here, but about the same. And that night you were driving, it wasn't in Seattle, they get 2 inches and the whole city shuts down overnight.
I'm in my apartment and I'm comfortable. And then I'm uncomfortable for the minute it might take to walk to my car. And then I get in my car and I'm comfortable.
Right.
And then I drive to where I'm going in my comfortable car. And it might take me 5 to 10 more minutes to get there because the roads are a little bad and people forget how to drive on, wet roads, even wet roads. Right. And then I get to where I'm going and it takes 30 seconds to a minute to go from my comfortable car to the comfortable building. And that's it.
Yeah.
Then you reverse the process and I'm home again.
That's exactly my philosophy on wearing shorts.
Okay.
I'm not quite a year-round shorts guy, right? What I'll do is I'll put on the long pants as soon as the snow is deep enough for me to, if I step in it, it's going to touch my skin.
Okay.
Right? On over my sock or whatever, right? And, I wear high tops, so it's got to be a significantly deep snow for that to kick in. But once it does, then I'm okay, guess it's time to put on the long pants, and I'll continue wearing the long pants until the snow is gone.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm still wearing the long pants, but this is likely, we just had second winter here, so in a couple days when it all melts or whatever, I'll probably go back to wearing the shorts.
Yeah. I've got a coworker that's basketball shorts year-round.
Ooh.
Right? But
that's New England.
But in the winter...
Yeah.
In the winter, I'll still have the thermostat set 60, 63, because that's where I'm comfortable, regardless. He's dude, it's kind of cold to him. Put some pants on, man. Figure it out.
Longer socks.
The office is a little cold.
So many people, so many people don't even know, or they
read
do know,
the
but they don't act on it. Put a hat on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So much heat goes out the top of your
head.
That's
where it escapes.
Just put a hat on, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, it's comfortable now. Wow,
yeah.
Weird.
And sometimes it's too hot.
Yeah.
I've got the beanies, during the wintertime. I'm like, man, I'm sweating here.
I like your 63 degree mark.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's actually exactly where I'm at, too, 62, 63.
Yeah. Depending on how my systems are in the house, it might be higher. It might be closer to 65. But, I like that as a sweet spot, particularly in the summertime. If I'm cranking my AC, I like to set it at 63. Mm-hmm. And make it work.
Yep.
It's
the sweet spot. It's money. It's just comfortable.
So move. Yeah.
Stop being a wussy.
I will say, I am not really a New Hampshire elitist, I guess.
You're not even from here.
Well,
you
think...
You too.
I was...
You're from
state
of massive douches.
Yes. So, technically... I did move to New Hampshire.
You did?
Not really for the Free State Project. I didn't really know that the Free State Project was... Well, there was that.
Yeah,
but
as a...
I was planning on moving to New Hampshire before I knew about the Free State Project, before I met any of the folks up here, before I met Matt, just because when you live in New England, this is the better place to live.
Yeah.
It's you're probably, if you're cool, probably going to move to either Vermont, Maine, or
New Hampshire.
Yeah. Somewhere in the northern New England.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you already had a bit of a liberty lean to you.
Yeah, I was absolutely an anarchist.
Yeah. So, that makes sense, just even from a position of logic.
Yeah, right? Just more freedom here,
no state tax, and, the only tax is property tax, and, then the occasional meals tax, I guess.
I hate the meals tax.
I do, too. It's,
it's onerous.
Yeah.
8-point-something% just so I don't have to cook my own food.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
But
where are you, state reps?
But that's sales tax in L.A. County. I'm know, pretty sure I, that's like up there.
It is, I didn't move to L.A. County.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. So hopefully over time, you know, these things can be reduced. But for all the same reasons, like if you love liberty, consider moving to New Hampshire. That's it.
And buy a jacket.
Some gloves.
Maybe you don't even need the gloves. I have a pair of gloves in like every jacket that I own for the most part.
Yeah.
So when I throw on a jacket, I know I've got gloves.
Yeah.
And I've worn them so infrequently. It's not.
I don't even know how long I've had this winter coat. I keep a winter coat like in my car.
Okay.
Right. And it's got a pair of gloves in it. Right.
Yep. Smart.
And so like you're saying, when I leave my house, I'm wearing probably like today I'm not wearing long sleeves. I'm wearing usually long sleeves, and then I'll put like a hoodie on over that, and I'll be wearing like a beanie. Right, winter style beanie. I'll leave the house, get into my car, drive to wherever I'm going, get out of the car, go into wherever I'm going. I don't actually ever need the winter coat. So the reason that I keep it in my car is on the off chance I get caught in a blizzard or I get run off the road.
Emergency.
I hit a deer and tumble down the ravine or some crap like that. You know?
I didn't even have the heat on my drive over here. I had like the AC going because it was starting to get too warm.
Wow.
It was like 35, 38 coming over the highway. I'm like, man, I'm burning up because I had the beanie on, right? And it's too warm.
Degrees, you're burning up.
Burn it up. I have to let the cool air into the
sun.
Front.
You know, when you're in the car and the sun's coming at you, it does.
It does.
It feels a lot warmer.
And
than
the sun
35.
Is right in that spot right now where it's in my face the whole drive.
Rich E. Rich, a.k.a. the Iceman.
I'll take it. Cold hearted.
So this is a weird question I'm going to ask both of you. Now, you both know the subject of this story, but. What is one of your limbs worth? What would you be willing to accept?
Nothing.
As a price?
Nothing?
To
nothing.
Lose one of your limbs, a leg.
Your limb is worth nothing?
Well, no, I mean, I'm willing
I'll
to.
I'll take
priceless.
Them all.
Oh, priceless okay. is all right. more the. Like, oh, you want it? Yeah. Just take it. Sure.
Nikki's got a hacksaw with her. She's like, I'll just do it right now.
Yeah.
I'll take the
fun,
two middle
you know?
Fingers from your right hand.
If it gets us ratings, why not?
Yeah. I wouldn't trade any monetary amount for a limb. Like, not worth it to me. If I lost a limb, I would pay any price to get it back.
I met a guy when I first moved to Seattle. I was doing telemarketing when I first got there.
Okay.
Because it's a quick job that you can get, like, and most telemarketing jobs are part-time for the most part, unless you want it to be full-time, but they mostly start you out as part-time. Because if you suck, they're going to get rid of you quick, but if you're good, then they'll let you work whenever.
Yeah, you don't even want to be doing that full-time, though.
Sure. Yeah, like 3 hours is about all the telemarketing I could handle back then. I can't handle any of it now.
I've got a few people that do 10 hours a day.
No, I could not do that.
Yeah.
But I picked up a telemarketing job, and I met this guy. Because sometimes telemarketers aren't the most scrupulous of people, right? Sometimes.
Fair, yes.
And at least back in the day, like we're talking 96, 98, somewhere in there. I met this guy who was working in the same place, and so we're outside having a smoke during our smoke break. And he starts talking to me about this. He's got this scam for, like, how to get insurance money out of your car insurance. And you basically stage a fender bender.
Okay.
Right? Like, both people are in on it, right? But whoever has the insurance is going to get the payout. But then, like, you split the winnings, if you will.
Or theft.
Between the two of you. Right. Yes. This sounds to me like fraud.
It is.
And so I declined his invitation. But when he explained it to me, it reminded me of this story. Except this isn't a car. This is a human being.
With limbs.
With limbs. Yeah. So,
past tense.
And also, like, just as a off-topic note, we do get quite a few articles for show prep, particularly on Sundays, from businessinsider.com.
Okay.
And, like, to me, it doesn't seem like this is a very, like, they don't live up to their name, basically. I expect Business Insider to be, like, stocks and bonds and trading and, you know, like, not, like, tabloid-esque headlines, but...
Right.
Whatever.
So before you get into this one, pre-show,
okay,
we talked about the other limb article of the week that we did not put in the show prep.
Yes.
And that was the dude like chewing on a human leg.
Right. And okay. What was the summary on that one?
Lady got hit by a train, dismembered her, like, you know, cut her leg off. She later died, but some, I'm going to say homeless dude or drugged out dude or whatever, just strolled up on the scene, grabbed the leg, walked away, and there's video of him just gnawing on it, like, on the side of the curb. So, If you do lose a limb, just make sure there's no homeless dudes nearby ready to pick it up.
You know, we don't know. Maybe he's keto or carnivore. Or
I just think he was from Haiti.
You think he was just hungry?
Haiti.
Oh. He hated you?
No, never mind. Are you not familiar with what's going on in Haiti?
What's going on in Haiti?
The cannibals? Yeah, the cannibals.
The cannibal run? What? No.
Haiti's overrun by cannibals right now.
Yeah, this is big news.
Overrun?
The cannibals have taken over the Haitian government. There's a dude named Barbecue. I gave it to you last
year.
Oh, I remember that headline.
Okay. Yeah.
How could you forget Barbecue?
So I run into, or have run into, so many colorful characters in my time. Okay. Almost nothing sticks in my brain.
But never a cannibal named Barbecue.
Never a cannibal named Barbecue.
That's, I mean, I don't know.
Who's the de facto president of Haiti at the moment?
No way.
Yes. That's more than colorful. Like, I don't know if colorful is the word I would use.
If they were doing an international summit, he's the one that they would invite to the White House to negotiate.
Barbecue the cannibal. That just sounds like what's his name? Bruce
Springsteen?
No.
Leroy?
The guy in Army of Darkness.
Bruce Campbell. Yeah,
yeah, it sounds like a Bruce Campbell like film. Yeah. Barbecue the Cannibal Part 2 in 3D for the fourth time.
With the Netflix adaptation, it'll definitely be Bruce Campbell.
I don't know. I'm finding some sources saying it's fake news.
Snopes. Richie, well, then Rich, then Richie you, Rich likes Snopes.
If it's Snopes, then you can confirm it's probably real news.
PolitiFact.
You tried to combat something I posted with a Snopes refutation, pal.
Well, no, the refutation was in the article, because this was the lady who had like 14 dads.
Yeah, I know. 15 I'll kids. Have you know that I also saw that before putting it in show prep, but I put it in there anyway.
But I wasn't trying to refute it. You pulled up like an 8-year-old article, I wanted to see how many more kids she had.
Yeah.
If there was an update, and when I Googled her name, everything was a refutation. I went, I wonder if Captain knows about this.
I did, but I just thought it was a compelling enough headline.
It was compelling, but at 8 years old, I wanted an update, and there wasn't one, unfortunately. Yeah. Yeah.
Barbecue the Cannibal. What do you got, Nikki?
So this is from PolitiFact. I'm trying to get to the part where they're disproving it, though.
They're not.
Oh, they're just saying there is zero evidence. But that's not really convincing enough for me, you know?
Okay.
No. He's overrun. I mean, you could go to the show prep group and find the article that I sent last week. It's probably got updates in there.
We'll take a look.
I mean, also, it did say, like, it is true that the previous prime minister, or president, or whatever, was overthrown.
Yes.
And this new guy is in power. Barbecue. So.
Barbecue's in power. Barbecue the Cannibal is de facto president of Haiti.
603-283-6160. Yeah, if you know more about Barbecue the Cannibal, or if you are Barbecue the Cannibal, give us a call. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up, including why this guy amputated his legs.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
News update.
Quando furono vicini a Gerusalemme.
A Palm Sunday service at the Vatican this Sunday, Pope Francis presiding over the service in St. Peter's Square. In recent weeks, the 87-year-old Pope has been suffering on and off from bronchitis and flu, and in recent weeks has delegated an aide to read his addresses for him, but on Sunday, his prepared text was not read at all. Easter Sunday is next week.
Gerusalemme.
President Biden at his home in Wilmington, Delaware this weekend, signing the $1.2 trillion spending bill that will keep the government funded through September. In other news, the numbers are climbing. At least 133 people killed in the ISIS terrorist attack at that concert hall near Moscow. Terrorists wearing masks and military gear storming the building where security guards did not have guns. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Meow.
Meow?
Meow Talk Live? No, Free Meow Live? No, it's Free Talk Live.
Meow, we're back.
Oh, we didn't do that.
And we're back.
Lane.
And we're cats?
Meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
Welcome back. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. I see at least one caller on hold. If not two, we'll get to you momentarily. Before we go on, though, in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency made for spending. You can pay your bills with Dash at spritz.finance. Plus, they can send dollars to your bank if you still need those for something. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. You can learn more at dash.org. That's dash.org. All right. We're going to go to a caller, but I want you folks thinking about how much money would it take for you to get a limb amputated? It could be like
you already got my
foot,
answer.
A leg. Right, I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh, okay.
I realize
depends on the limb.
Okay, well, we'll mull that over for a little while. But first, let's go over here to Crichton in Kentucky. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I didn't call for this reason, but I actually do know a little bit about Johnny Barbecue.
The cannibal?
He is not, in fact, a cannibal. He is aligned with cannibals. Johnny Barbecue is a childhood nickname for this man who actually is a former police officer and decorated one at that. But after he was kicked out of the police, he formed this I guess you could call it a gang. It was more like a security force called G9. And over time, he aligned with the other gangs. It's basically a civil war going on. It's not really fair to claim that Johnny Barbecue is himself a cannibal. But
the little blurb from the article that we previously had said he is known as Barbecue for burning people alive.
That is not true.
Okay.
He is known for Johnny Barbecue as a childhood nickname.
And his name is Jimmy.
Because his mother, Jimmy Barbecue, yes, Jimmy York Barbecue, because his mother earned money as a street vendor who barbecued food.
So how is he aligned with cannibals?
Well, like I said, there are other gang members, there are other gangs in the area of Port-au-Prince that he's operating. And he basically allied himself and has G9 with these other gangs and convinced them to all work together. When the president, the acting president, because he was never elected, he was actually appointed by a council of ambassadors that were dominated by the United States. He has never been elected, and he's been there for 3 years, I think. He flew to Kenya to recruit Kenyan police officers to come to Haiti to put these guys down. But Kenyan police officers are known for being basically brutal paramilitary units. So on his way back, they decided to act first, and they conquered the airport and prevented him from landing. He actually landed in New York. So this was a coup, and apparently pretty well organized by this Jimmy Barbecue. That nickname is not because he's brutal. He is brutal, but that's not how he got the nickname.
Okay. This article also says he was fired, sacked from the Haitian police force in 2018 because of his role in slum murders and rapes.
That is highly debated.
Okay.
I mean, again, he was still a police officer, and he was a high-ranking one.
Okay.
So we're not
participated in the slaughter of slums where 71 people were killed, 7 women raped, and 400 homes were burned down. That's
again, not going to contest that.
Okay.
He's not a great guy. I'm not saying that.
Making sure we're not trying to paint him as some great revolutionary who just happens to be aligned with
cannibals.
He comes
over to Creighton's place for beers and a joint every now and again, you know.
Not saying that. I'm trying to put a little balance.
They play a little Call of Duty together. Maybe some Grand Theft Auto. I don't know.
But anyway, that's not why I called.
Why did you call tonight, Creighton?
The actual reason I called is because I was on hold last night. I was trying to respond to David last night. And I couldn't let it go. I had to call in.
Okay.
I haven't gotten that far in last night's show, so fill me in on what David said before you respond.
David from New Mexico or somebody else?
David in San Francisco. We were talking about currencies and the history of.
Okay.
David does have historical fact, right, within his arguments. He just, whenever somebody calls him out on something or gets him pigeonholed, he changes the subject instead of addressing the item at hand. So, anyway, go ahead, Craig.
They had a lot of things wrong, but specifically I had to mention that he claimed that the U.S. dollar had a lot to do with the American Revolution. Well, the fact is the U.S. dollar did not exist before the Coinage Act of 1792.
Right.
So we went for 16 years without a U.S. dollar. And during this time, and prior to the Revolutionary War, the dollar was actually a mispronunciation of a thaler. A thaler was a minted silver coin from the Germans.
Thought it was Spain. Go on.
Maybe I got the area wrong. But it was a particular mine named after the owner But the Thaler, what made the Thaler special was that it was a very precise minting. It was a precise weight of silver, as opposed to such as the Spanish doubloon, which was a general size, but they considered its value, Spain did.
Well, we talked about this several months ago as well, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but the Coinage Act of 1792 denominates the U.S. dollar in grains of silver, and it's like 341 grains or something to that effect. Don't quote me,
yes,
but you can look it up. So the U.S. dollar is defined in that act in terms of grains of silver. Go on.
But my point is, before this act and before even the Revolutionary War, a dollar or a thaler in the in the colonies was referred to a particular weight of silver. It wasn't a currency unto itself. It didn't exist. So his speculation that that the Tea Party event in the Revolutionary War was related to currency issues is entirely false. But he's not wrong in the sense that he claimed that the Tea Party was triggered not by a tax on tea, but by trade issue, and it was. And the big trade issue that affected these particular people the most was the prohibition of states trading with each other directly. They weren't allowed to trade directly without the consent of London.
Mm. And they were going to charge him for the tea as it sat on the boats in the harbor. And so they threw the tea over the boats into the harbor.
The problem was is that every transaction, every trade event had to involve Great Britain itself. And that was really what they were protesting there. But, yeah, I just couldn't let that go. It bothered me so much.
Okay. There was also the continental dollar, right, that got hyperinflated out of existence.
Yeah, Mark mentioned that at some point in the conversation last night as well. Well, Crichton.
Forgive me.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Crichton, I just didn't want to, cover stuff from last night twice. Crichton, thank you. I have a question before we let you go, though. How much would you accept in U.S. dollars to amputate, say, a leg?
To amputate a leg?
Yeah.
In dollars, I wouldn't accept at all. But if you got
ounces of silver.
Yeah. Like, what is your price? Like, if somebody said, I will make you wealthy beyond your wildest dreams if you cut off your leg, what price would that be?
It would have to be high.
Okay. How high?
I can't actually give you a number. But
$1.3 million.
Have to be enough money that
silver.
Not only could I live for the rest of my life without working, neither would my wife or my children.
So
it would have to be a true fortune.
Would it be like, I don't know, would $23 million be enough?
Probably not.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you.
So one quick thing before you move on.
Yeah.
From the same article about barbecue, it is barbecue's claim that he got his nickname from his mom selling fried chicken. Nobody else believes him.
Huh. But then wouldn't his name not be barbecue? It'd be Fry or something?
Don't know.
Jimmy Fry?
Don't care.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I'm not going to speculate, but that's... so he goes like, no, it's not because I burned people alive. It's because my mom earned barbecue stamp when I was a child.
Yeah, he's like,
and they go, like, whatever you say, barbecue.
But is he denying that he burned people alive, or is he just like sort of setting the record straight on the nickname?
I think he's setting the record straight on the nickname.
Allegedly, there's video evidence.
It was his mother's occupation of selling fried chicken that earned him the barbecue moniker, though not many believe this version.
I mean, fried chicken is not barbecue, so I don't understand how...
Then it's probably not true, his claim.
Although some barbecue places do offer fried chicken.
It's probably that he burned people alive.
Yeah.
You believe whatever story you want.
Yeah. I mean, that is barbecue, isn't it?
What, fried chicken?
No, burning people alive.
It makes more sense than your mom selling fried chicken. Like, if that's the case, then her name would have been Barbie.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Right?
If you reduce
should have came up with a better story.
If you reduce it to the ridiculous, any meat on fire technically is barbecue.
Well, I mean, if you deep fry chicken, is it on fire, though?
No.
No, okay.
No.
No. So it's not even barbecue.
Right. So.
It's Haitian fried chicken.
All right, so we know Nikki's answer is zero.
Yeah. No, it's priceless. It's the exact opposite of the spectrum.
Okay.
I'll do it for free. Just for fun, you know.
What is yours? How much, like, would you accept some life-changing sum of money to amputate a limb?
It depends on the limb. Like, my left leg is already bad.
Okay.
So I don't.
You might as well just get rid of it.
Yeah. So I don't do a lot of running or hiking or exercise to begin with.
No.
So, you know, I would say at least $1 billion, but okay. I would give up my left leg for $1 billion.
You would? For $1 billion?
Yeah, from the knee down.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
Only the knee down.
What, is that not sufficient for you, Nikki? You want the whole hip?
That's a limb. I mean, I don't know. We don't know, we haven't gotten into
It hurts from the knee down already.
Okay, so that's the part. Yeah, you're like, just get rid of it. Yeah.
But, like, if you leave the knee intact, you have room for the prosthetic to be, you know, and still have the bend in the knee so he could walk and all those things, even with a prosthetic or even a robotic.
I typically keep a cane in my car for long walks anyway. It's miserable.
And
right, so I'd give it up.
If you had $1 billion, you might eventually be able to afford like a robotic leg.
I would probably get one of those cool running, you know, prosthetics.
With the bouncy shock absorber looking thing.
Right.
I don't know what they're called, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But whatever it is, I'm not very mobile to begin with.
Yeah.
So for $1 billion and I don't even have to go to work, I can just wake up and, you know, play video games all day.
Yeah.
And not worry about, like, the pain that already exists in my leg.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Wait, what about, an arm or a hand?
No, because I play video games.
Okay.
Yeah.
And other things.
Yeah. I need both of my arms and hands to play guitar. I need my voice to, you know, so can't chop off the head. A leg, though, I don't know. That could be complicated. I also, I don't necessarily have problems with my legs. I have a bad back, you know, that kind of
a
thing.
It's not a limb, though.
Right, I understand.
Yeah, okay.
But I'd have to.
Maybe $1 million, you can take my ear, right?
$1 billion, I'd have to think about it.
Really?
I'd have to consider it for $1 billion.
Wow.
Right.
Okay. Well, what would you, again, you get to choose, so you don't have to lose an arm for $1 billion. It's like, oh, I can never play music again.
A leg, right?
Okay,
I'm going leg specifically, below the knee like you.
Sure.
Right? $1 billion, I'd have to think about it.
Okay.
Right?
$1 billion is not good enough for you?
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that, I'd have to sleep on that for a couple of days.
So my perspective on it is, I don't...
I'd immediately put it all into Bitcoin or crypto or something.
Right, exactly. Right? Yeah. I would not leave it in dollars.
So currency is, you know, up for debate, but once you get past a certain amount of money, like, to me, my brain, if you're like, here's $100 million, or here's $1 billion, like, that is so much money in my brain, I wouldn't know what to do with all of that.
Yeah.
Well, like Clayton said, you got to keep your family, and, you know, for $1 billion, my family is
there's that. I mean, that... They're absolutely
generational wealth is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's the price for me.
For
anyway.
A leg.
For a leg, right?
That doesn't work all that well to begin with.
Yeah. And so that way, like, I don't have kids, but I've got, you know, nieces, nephews, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So, like, it would be great to be in a position, like, if I die, to leave them something, you know what I mean, make their lives better, that kind of a thing.
And whatever you keep in fiat, just live off the interest.
Right.
You're set.
Right. So certainly I'd have to consider it. My gut reaction is no, I don't think I would.
Okay.
Right. But $1 billion on the table, I got to think about this for at least 24 hours.
I mean, if someone went, we can't do $1 billion, but we could do $500 million.
Yeah.
Right. There's not going to be a long negotiation here either.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I could do exactly what I need with $500 million too.
So this from Business Insider, a student persuaded by his friend to get his legs amputated for $1.3 million in insurance.
Both legs.
Yeah, legs, plural.
Yeah.
For $1.3 million in an insurance scam, wound up getting only $7,200, and he now has to return that, say prosecutors.
Poor kids. What's it like being the friend? Like, I thought it would work, bro.
Honestly,
I'm sorry.
I think I'm just going to go out on a limb here.
Rimshot.
And say that the friend was probably not a good friend and maybe not even a very good person.
He probably said, we'll split the money. You get $1.3 million, dude. I'll just take
like, well,
the $0.3.
It's my idea, so... I'm kind of thinking of me like your manager.
Right, yeah. All I got to do is get 10 friends to cut off their legs, and I'm set.
A university student in Taiwan who had his legs amputated in hopes of receiving $1.3 million in insurance payout has been arrested on suspicion of fraud, local prosecutors say.
Dang.
The 23-year-old, 23, like I'm 51, so like I lose a leg. I had most of my life with you know, two good legs, so
yeah.
Like, you know, I...
23? That's young.
I could sort of justify it later on if I'm regretting my decision. But at 23, man, wow. 23-year-old identified only by his last name, Zhang, plunged his feet in a bucket of dry ice for more than 10 hours to get them so badly frostbitten that he would need a double amputation.
That's hardcore.
We used to get dry ice to go camping, man. I wasn't even allowed to touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay away.
Yeah. I used to subscribe to ButcherBox.
Oh yeah, okay.
And they send you, you know, frozen meat. It's all supposed to be like non-GMO and no growth or you know, grass fed, you know, all kind of crap. All the
free
good stuff.
Bacon for a year.
All that good stuff. Yeah. And you know, you get the box, and it's a super insulated box. They do a great job with their packaging, but then it's topped with dry ice. And so, of course, the bags are. If this bag is open, do not touch. Right. You know, put into a sink or something. You know. Blah, blah, and they give you directions on how to deal with it or whatever. But I would always take the leftover dry ice, put it in the sink, and then run the water. Because, like, I'd fog up my kitchen just for fun. You know?
Such a child.
Yeah. It reminds me of the old fog machine.
Turns
on
the disco light.
You know, playing the heavy metal shows, right? Turn on the fog machine and, you know, sort of smoke yourselves out, if you will.
Oh, man. My mom and my stepdad have a fog machine. I came home from school once, and they just hit it as I walked through the door. It was so cool.
Oh, man, I wish I could remember the dude's name. The guy I got the fog machine from, I worked with at the time, and he found out I was in a band, and he's like, dude, I tried to, like, play bass in, like, high school, and I sucked at it, and we had a crappy band, and, you know, he's like, but I have this fog machine, and I want to give it to you.
Nice.
And as a musician, I'm always accepting free gear, right?
Yeah.
You know? Like, if nothing more, I could turn around and sell it and get something that I did want or whatever, right? But... He brings me I thought it was just going to be a regular black box with the little handle slash mount on it. You can put it up on the rack of lights and all that stuff.
Yep.
But no, this thing has a skull on the front of it with red eyes that light up.
Okay.
As it spews smoke out. And so,
so this is your Halloween decoration fog machine.
This was our year-round fog machine, but it made especially good for Halloween. It was also great for when we opened for the Misfits.
Okay.
As you know, also have skull decorations. We also brought, not only did we have Foggy, the machine, we called him Foggy, the light
did
up
give him
eyes
a hat
or whatever.
Fog hat?
No. Foggy hat's not metal.
whatever.
But so we would set up Foggy like near the drum kit, and then on either side of the front of the stage, we had these two giant styrofoam skulls that also had red eyes that lit up. It just took a little, like a double A battery in the bottom of it or whatever. And it would literally only last for like maybe 2 hours. So like one show and done. You had to change the batteries right before the show in order for it to work appropriately. But Jerry Only himself, we were dragging in these skulls and Foggy, the skull fog machine. And you know, he's doing sound check and we're loading our stuff in and there's a pause. The sound guy's like, give me a couple of minutes. And so Jerry's just standing there on stage. And I go, hey, Jerry, check it out. I hold up the big skull, and he goes, yeah, I seen that when you guys were loading in. I kind of got an eye for this type of thing. Because, you know, the Misfits have been around for 30 freaking years or more.
Nice.
So anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, this guy. 23-year-old Zhang.
10 hours in dry ice.
Plunged his feet in a bucket of dry ice for 10 hours.
Can you plunge into dry ice? Like, what else was in there?
Water, maybe? I don't know. So he was so badly frostbitten that he would need a double amputation, said the Taiwan Criminal Investigation Bureau.
They didn't even fake it. They didn't like, oh, we went on a hike in the snow and left his legs out of the tent. Like makeup, they got caught sticking in a bucket. Of course she's going to get busted for fraud.
The Bureau said a friend of Zhang's from high school, identified as only Liao, persuaded him to carry out the insurance scam. Ah, the old friend from high school convincing you to carry out some sort of fraudulent activity.
Yes. I don't get a lot of those calls, but when I do, it's an MLM.
Yeah.
Liao, also 23, suffered losses from trading cryptocurrency.
Oh.
And he tricked Zhang into signing a legal note obligating him to pay about $800,000.
What?
Investigators said.
On what grounds?
The local media outlet Taiwan News reported that Liao told Zhang that gangsters were pursuing him.
This is not even a friend.
Yeah.
I know, that doesn't sound like his problem.
This is like a classmate. Well,
good luck with that.
Yeah.
Hope you don't die.
On January 26, 2023, Liao and Zhang rode around Taipei on a motorbike at night, wanting to present the claim that Zhang was afflicted with frostbite while riding the vehicle late in the evening, investigators said. So
he
put his legs into the dry ice to get the frostbite. Then they tried to present as, oh, he'd been riding around without shorts or without pants on or something.
That wouldn't give you frostbite. So
get the frostbite.
That was pretty dumb. They should have researched this a little bit more.
It sounds, I'm saying, hiking in the snow.
Yeah, hiking. Yeah, well, Mount Everest or something.
Not only are these guys
something that actually gives you frostbite.
Not only are these guys not very creative, they sound kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Based on what
they do sound
so
dumb.
Far. You know, like.
Lesson learned.
Just days before, Zhang bought several expensive policies for life insurance. That's not a red flag.
Yeah.
You got to wait, give it some time, too, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, days before.
You need to write a book, How to Commit Insurance Fraud.
Well, you know what they say?
What we learned from other morons.
You're more likely to be caught, like, by the insurance company than the police.
Yes.
You know what absolutely. I mean? Because, like, the insurance company, like, their whole thing, they're going to do everything they can to not pay you out.
That's their whole business model.
603-283-6160. Would you soak a limb in dry ice so that it had to be amputated in order to collect some insurance money? More Free Talk Live coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.